Charles Paisley Penny Arcade. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Paisley Penny Arcade. I'm Mo. Well, no, you can forget it. I don't care. How are you doing? Today is Wednesday, the 3rd, what is it? The 27th of May. Holy moly. I don't know who Lee is, but I'm Mo. And like I said, today is the 27th of May of 2026, the last Wednesday in May. And next week will be the June the 3rd, as a matter of fact. And we're halfway through the year, so we've only got four months until Samhain. Isn't that exciting? Hey. It's almost Christmas. Get ready. So today, I think we're going to have some fun. And there can be a lot of fun. And as long as you know, give it a try. This topic is actually, I think, incredible fun. And it's all about creating your own easy deck of cards. Yeah, I kind of harp on this because I've created my own deck. And trust me, there is nothing as satisfying that I can think about as far as being a reader as using your own deck of cards. And it doesn't have to be a laborious, terribly tedious thing. Mine was laborious and at times a little tedious. I started drawing, and I'm a drawer, and it took me about 100 days. I was manic about it. I just drew, blew out my left eye in the process, and when I say blew out, I mean blew out. I won't talk about it now, but it was crazy. Just drew. I've been using the Crowley deck, which is right here by me. I always keep it nearby. And used it for about 45 years. And one day, I gave a lecture on the Crowley deck about some of the stuff that people don't really know about, because it's stuff that I had dug very deeply over the past 4.5 decades and kind of went, oh, I get this stuff. And then I gave a lecture, and Lon Milo Ducat was there, and a fellow that wrote with him on some books, and he was there, and he said, oh, you got to write a book. And I thought, why? After I gave the lecture, people were like, whoa, what was that? You know? And it was just like, what was that? And I thought, why am I doing this? Why am I, you know? I mean, the deck is fantastic. Don't get me wrong. It's the first deck that really made complete sense to me. And I studied his work, and I read his book, The Book of Thoth, which is taken from the Equinox, which I have the Equinox series, and read it, and it's fascinating, and it's full of stuff. Get yourself the gems of the Equinox if you want to save yourself a lot of money. But I just said, I think I'm going to... something happened to me. Something in me broke. There are times in me when things break. And hello, Pamela. How are you? Good to see you in the chat room. Come see me in the chat room. It's easy to do. Go to Mo Abdelbaki. It's actually YouTube at Mo Abdelbaki. MOABDELBAKI. You can see me, which I'm sorry about. Definitely sorry about. And you can see my lava lamp, which is working today. And When it doesn't work, it's because I forgot to turn it on. And you can see by the color of my beard that I'm getting long in years. Yep, I was out here back when the Cherokee were still owning everything. They actually still own it. That's a secret between you and me. And the Arapaho and the Uta and the Sioux, the Lakota, and, you know, they still own everything, in my opinion. That's a different story. Ownership. What a... Anyway, back to it. So here we are, and I just was caught in a fever. Caught in a fever. Tarot works. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm a believer. I've been a believer since I was a kid. Even before I had my own cards, I knew there was something about it. I made my own cards. First deck I ever had, I bought a cheap deck of cards at Walgreens, much to the chagrin of my parents. I saved up my dime. I actually got like a penny allowance, and I saved up money, but I got a dime. I finally talked them into a nickel, and I put my five pennies in a nickel, and they were selling... crummy, we're not very good. Decks of bridge cards, I'll never forget. And they had these plastic, just a set of bridge cards in a plastic wrapper. And I took Scotch tape and I taped around it so that I could put it back in. And I drew pictures on the cards. I was six, maybe. And I drew pictures on the cards and... I'd seen it on a show, seen a tarot deck, I think, and Alcoa Presents, as I recall, and it was dun dun da, you know, the dun dun da thing, and I was hooked, and that was it, and I started then, and I just realized that there was something to it, cartomancy and tarot, and I was really, and it just really got to me. It was a powerful, powerful thing for me. And it's been a powerful thing for me ever since. And I'm a believer, and I've been doing readings for most of my life for someone or the other. My first professional readings were when I was about 20 or so. What is the link for my cards? Yes, I'm still not able to leave... comments. No one is able to leave comments. I'm working on that. I don't know why. I tried last week. I've looked at all my settings. It may be because there were some rather untoward comments left on some other things, and their bots, the YouTube moderators, which are they're taught to look out for certain things. So it is makeplayingcards.com/sell/Motoro. I think that's what it is. So Mo-Toro. Try that, and you should be able to get right to them. Okay? Give that a try, Pamela, and let me know if that doesn't work. So makeplayingcards.com/sell/Mo-Toro. Okay? And that should take you to my store. There is a store there. And I made a game. It's a card game. And I think I have to include a booklet because there are rules. And so without the booklet, they're... be hard to play, you know, but it's a fun game. I mentioned it, I think, last week. It's called Ghosties, and it's about there are four different types of suits. There are ghosties, and there are psychics, and there are actors, and then there are contact guards, and the whole thing is to put the ghosties back in their rooms. It's a mansion, and I like it. I play it, and it's not easy, but you can win. It's a lot of fun, so... but if you can't get in, let me know, and you can, we'll go from there. You should be able to get in. If I gave you the wrong address, that's it. I think I've got it up here in this massive jumble of goo. It's just a jumble of goo. I've got a Tarot story to tell you. It happened right here on this thing that I'm doing right now. This jumble. Some weeks back, I spoke about a fountain pen that I wanted, and I'm a fountain pen freak. I love fountain pens. I've loved them ever since I was a kid. God, I wish I had the fountain pen my dad gave me. He gave it to me about maybe 5 years too early. It was a Parker that he received in 1946 from his father. Beautiful fountain pen, probably a. I bet the nib was just, I would go crazy for that nib now because it was a soft, probably a 18 carat, maybe 24 carat nib that would be very soft and I could do flexible. I don't know where I lost it. I don't know what happened. I don't know how. I don't have it anymore. But I love that pen, and I don't know when I'm just a stupid kid. You know, what are you going to do, a kid? But I used it all the time, and I loved that pen. So anyway, that's a, sad story. And my dad had a watch, and that watch had disappeared. There's a story there, but I'm not going to get into that. And that was mine. It was supposed to be mine as the eldest son. But that didn't work out. Never mind, it would have been worth an incredible amount of money today, but that's not why I wanted it, because it was my dad's. And I remember it from when I was just a wee tidbit. So anyway, back to it. So I asked about buying this fountain pen. Now, I'm a man of what we call modest means, and it's a couple hundred bucks, and a couple hundred bucks is a bit of a stretch, So I said, no, can't do it. But I asked, okay, should I buy this pen? And the card said, I pulled this card. I had this card ready to show you. Defeat. This is my defeat card from my deck. The Five of Swords. And you're wondering, where are the swords in this card? It's the five shards of a mirror. And yes, that's me in the mirror. That's me. And so the shards are, of course, the sharp edges of the glass are the cutting edges. So they're, not really swords, but they are. And yes, that once all fit together. So I did this on air, and I said, oh, well, that it can't really be swords. It's saying not defeat, but like something's going to happen to the pen. It'll break. And I said that, oh, well, the pain, it's not well made. And I guess they really are. But I just said, oh, it's not going to work out. It'll break or something. And so it'll shatter. Well, my birthday was a couple of weeks ago. Hello, Renee. How are you? Good to see you. And I'm not logged into the chat room. It would take me probably 30 minutes to figure out how to log in. Otherwise, I would put the link in there personally. So I hope that worked. Okay, Pamela, to just give you what it is. It's HTTPS. It's not just HTTP. It's HTTPS. Okay, that's very important. So my sister, who loves me, and I love her very much, she sent me some money for my birthday, because I'm getting old. And what do you get an old person other than, a cremation urn? I don't know. What are you going to get me? So she sent me some money. And that was not a funny joke, I know. But, you get old, you get kind of a weird sense of humor. So she sent me, some bucks. And I thought, okay. And my wife said, you should really buy that pen. And I thought, I don't know. It seems like a lot of money. But I've been wanting this thing ever since I laid eyes on it. So I said, okay. And it doesn't post. Posting is when you put the lid of the thing on the back. It doesn't post. And I thought, I've always posted a pen. You have to put it somewhere. And I thought, well, you have to put it in your pocket, or you put it on a table, and the puppy comes up and, grabs it, because she loves to do that. She's a bit of a, she loves to do things like that. So I did. I went ahead, finally waited a little bit, and I finally said, okay, I really would love to. It's another thing. And it's not like I don't have pens. I've got pens. And you say, okay, am I going to buy it? And then, you know, think, okay, I really. And I bought it. And I thought, yay, I finally did it. And this is the company that makes them. 3 days later, I get an email. This was yesterday I got the email. Hi, Mo. Guess what? We don't have any of these pens. Do you want something else? Let's gladly get you something else. What do you want? Something else. Defeat. Crushed, shattered. Been looking at this thing for at least a year when they made it. Just completely bummed out. I'm like, oh, man. No. I just said, no. Just, I want my money back, you know. And you know, a lot of companies are kind of tough about that. But I hadn't even had a chance to really even salivate about it. It was like, okay, that's done. It's done. And they, of course, said they're a reputable company. They said, well, okay, if that's the way you're going to be about it, we'll just. And so I noticed that, you know, the big Amazon, they had it for a long time, and they didn't have any more. And other companies that had it don't have them anymore. They're gone. Defeat. The cards were right. The cards were absolutely correctamundo. Tarot is amazing. And it wasn't until like this afternoon that I was sitting there and I thought, holy cannoli. The cards were absolutely correct. Should I order it? Try. Give it a shot. Now, I'm not going to give up completely. I may, you know, but chances are, by the time they're back in stock, I'll be without funds again. So that's the way that goes. And I thought, wow, that's fascinating how this works. I don't know exactly how it does work. I used to operate on a theory of like different dimensions, and there's a part of things that can actually see that other dimension. I don't know how it works. And you know what? I don't care. It didn't say, order it. Go ahead, order it. Just, and enjoy, Mo. Enjoy. Have a great time. This is why I do this. Because it's so much fun. Because you should be involved in this. And yes, I misinterpreted it because I didn't want it to be like that. I wanted it to say, no, well, don't get them. You're not, those grapes are going to be terribly sour. You know, you're going to eat one and, ew, it's going to, oh, you're going to pucker up. Oh, that pen is going to hurt your hand. A pen is going to hurt your hand, Mo. It's going to break. The moment you play, oh, it's going to ruin. Oh, it's going to be ruined. Totally ruined. Oh, it's going to hunt you over. Oh, you're going to. No, it's going to be gone. That's how it works. Tarot is brilliant. Much more brilliant than me. There's an intelligence out there. It not only knew that I would procrastinate. I suppose if I had taken the money right away and said, oh, put it in, buy the, you know, maybe I'd have gotten one. But no, not me, not this guy. So this stuff is not only real, it works, and it works incredibly well. And we need to keep that in mind. Okay, so there's the story. Like I said, I'm not going to. I may decide. They also make one that's $20 more. That's solid titanium. It's pretty light for solid titanium. But do I, it's not the color. I wanted, the one I like is like the color of the deep sea. You know, when the sun is coming through, the color of, you might see a white whale swimming through. It's like the color of a sea turtle underwater, you know? I just kind of like that. There's something about that. And it's made out of ebonite, which is, pens used to be made out of ebonite back when fountain pens started being made. Yeah. But titanium's pretty cool, too. But I don't know. No, I'm not asking. I'm not touching those cards now. So anyway, let's get to the subject at hand. I'm telling you, you can do this. You can make your own cards. Now, I had, last night, I sat down and I thought about a bunch of cards and I created a bunch of quick cards. And guess what? I don't know where the, you know, and it takes a while. I got to set it up so I can show you. And I thought, I don't know where they are, so I'm just going to draw some things here. And just off the cuff, as we say. And that comes from people who used to literally draw things on the cuffs of their shirts. But times are different. We no longer buy cuffs and strap them around our wrists. So I'm just going to do it on this notebook here. And use this fountain pen that I have, which is a very nice one. It's this is a Pilot Vanishing Point, which is a click fountain pen, but I do like it very much. So let's talk right about it here. Hey, Joe, how are you? So good to see you, Joe. Hey, I've known Joe for about most of my life, and Joe's a wonderful guy. Just so you know. Good to see you, Joe. Talking about creating your own deck and how easy it is and how people should do it. I'm going to tell you listening, those of you listening, there is no feeling like using your own cards that you've created, even if they're very simple. And you don't have to be some sort of highfalutin artist. You just don't have to be. I'm not that good an artist. And if you are an artist, procreate. That's not something I'm telling you to go out and do. It's an app. It's an app that is, I don't know if it's an app for Windows, but it's an app that I have on my my pad, those pad things. It's a Mac thing, and it's an iPad. That's the name of it.
Yep, I got one of those things,
and it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's $10. Might have gone up a little bit. And you update free over and over and over again. And it's cutting edge software that you can draw. And it's just absolutely amazing what you can do with it. It's not like these many $100 things that you have to have. And you can do remarkable things with it. Procreate with an E on the end. Procreate. The E. And that's what I did my deck with. All the decks I've created. And I do stupid cartoons. You can ask Joe. He's seen quite a few of them. And any idea you get in your head, you just sit down and draw it, and it's amazingly powerful. So those of you thinking about creating cards, do that. So for example, let's say you decide you're going to create your own Major Arcana, okay? And you think, okay, how about the Fool? So here's what you do. You just say, what about the Fool? Now, you're not worried about trying to capture anything that important. What you're doing, you're saying, this is a card for me to use, and all I want to do is catch the drift so that I can sit down and maybe do a reading for someone. That's all. And so you say, what is it about the Fool? I just need something that I can say, this is my card, and this is my Fool. So here's what I would use, okay? And this is going to, you're going to go, what the heck? But here it is. That's it. What is it? It's a zero. Why is it a zero? Because the fool is numbered zero. It's just that simple. That seems, oh, Mo, you're so stupid. Yes, I can be that stupid. But it's also, the fool is also numbered zero, not only because, it's not because it's considered that he's empty. But remember, I've said before that the fool is not the absence of anything. He is the potential of everything. So we draw a circle around everything, and that's the fool, right? But so all you do is you draw a circle. Now, you can also buy blank cards. You can buy them just about everywhere. You can buy them in game shops, shops online. You can buy them at Amazon. I use Amazon. And I do it because I'm lazy. I don't want to, you know. And if I went to brick and mortar stores, I would go and find them and say, let me buy those blank cards. And you can buy them in bundles of 36, 52, 78, and tarot decks, and hundreds. You can buy about bunches of hundreds. And what you do is you take a marker and you draw the zero, and there is your fool card. And you don't have to label it because they're your cards, although later you might forget. So you can either draw a zero on it, or you can put a big slash through it to make sure you know it's a zero, or you don't have to do that because this is for you. This isn't for the person sitting there to see. They're not there to look at your cards and go, ooh, although it's nice if they do. It's for them to, you know, be able to get information. This is for you, but there is a real buzz that you get when you're using your cards. At least I've always gotten a real buzz out. And plus, it's what it means to you. So you've spent, theoretically, whatever time you've spent learning the cards. And some of you watching have actually been my students. I know some of you have. And so you're saying, oh, yeah, that, you know, gas bag, he taught me this and he taught me that. And I learned this and I discarded that, whatever the case may be. Or you've read books and you've done this and that about, you know. And so the card means something to you. So when you see this symbol, it's not about anything other than this is what it means to me. So you don't need to worry about a lot of things, but this is your symbol for it. And you can do a lot of things. You could draw a little hat on it with bells on it. You can do a lot of things. You might draw a dog, right? Because in some decks, there's a dog or with the fool. I almost drew a dog chasing that fool, my naked guy, in my deck when I went streaking back in, I guess it was 74 when I was 20. And luckily I wasn't 21. I could have been arrested. That would have been on my rap sheet for. I wasn't arrested. It was actually, there was a cop there. He knew my dad. He was a campus police guy. And he knew my dad very well. And so everything was cool. My dad hadn't been there. It might have been different. But things. And that's another thing about the fool. I don't think people realize. The fool is about protection. Remember, there's that old saying that the Lord helps drunks and fools, you know, protects drunks and fools. There's that. The fool, I have also, often interpreted as being a form of protection. Man, when I was young, I hitchhiked a lot. Joe, you may have hitchhiked as well. I hitchhiked quite a bit, and I hitchhiked from Lafayette, Louisiana to Denver, and that was a death race. I mean, I every leg of that was a potential for death. And one very specific leg of that was almost no more Mo. And I'm not kidding. I mean, that really was. It was very close. Just very close. And I made it. And I believe to this day, well, you know, that I was being watched. I've often said that I've had the angel of death sitting on my shoulder And that when he leaves, I'm a goner. Because he's right there sitting with me. And then he just said, no, it's not time for me to take him yet. But I'm right here. I know that sounds macabre, but I don't mean it that way. Joe, from Fort Collins to Denver to see Led Zeppelin. Wow, good for you. I saw Zeppelin in 77, and that was a good concert. One of Bonham's last concerts. And from Fort Collins to San Francisco. Aha. I think I remember. Was that... Maybe I remember that, maybe. From San Francisco to Wendiche, Wisconsin, Washington, and that's a short form of the story. I bet there's a long form of the story that you and I will discuss sometime. I hitchhiked a lot in California, from Palo Alto to San Francisco, where I spent a couple of nights, one night hiding behind a dumpster, because San Francisco was not a friendly town after about 10 o'clock at night. That's how I found that out. You know that, don't you, Joe? You know about the streets of San Francisco at night. Not very. There was actually a TV show with Michael Douglas and Carl Malden called The Streets of San Francisco. There was a lot of crime in that show, as I recall. It was a scary city at times. Cold, too. Absolutely freezing cold when the wind came blowing in off the bay at night. Just freezing. And I was not dressed for it, for sure. Dumb, stupid kid. See, look at this. This is what one symbol can do. This is what it can, and you see, and that's the point sometimes. You're not bombarded with a bunch of drawings that are going to clog up your brain, clog up your mind. You're keeping it simple. How about the magus? I just got one. Here's something, okay? Now, I drew a magus card that I really love. And maybe on another deck I'll draw this magus. But I'm going to keep it simple and present it to you. And it looks just like this. We're going to have to talk sometime, Joe. Oh, I can't see this thing because of this. Oh, here we go. There we go. Can you see that? What is that? Some of you will recognize that. Some of you who are, have been around for a while. Can you tell what that is? That is a set of rabbit ears. Rabbit ears. Now, why would that be with the magus, the magician? Well, I drew a picture of a magician holding a rabbit. And I love that picture. I don't have it. I can't show it to you right now. But he's holding this rabbit, and the rabbit has a card in his mouth. I just love that picture. He's got a top hat, and the rabbit is coming out of the hat. And he's got long ears. Yeah. Renee says, "Hi, Joe. I live in Spokane, Washington. Drove through Wenatchee a few times." Aha. Ah, connection. I love it. So the rabbit ears remind me then of, it's a symbol that someone you're reading for might not even recognize it. Might look like a TV, might look like an alien, but to me it represents the magician. And I've known many magicians. It's funny, I was talking to my wife today, and I said, some of the nicest people I ever met were magicians and entertainers. I met some jerks. There are jerks in everything, but some of the nicest folks I ever met were, actually, one of the nicest folks I ever met was Joe. I just happened to love Joe. And I've known Joe for most of my life, and he's one of the nicest guys I ever met. And I was thrilled when we reconnected on Facebook, and I'm still thrilled to have reconnected with him. He is a decent human being. And we, smartest guy in the world, one of the brainiest fellows I ever met, too. Brainy. But And I was always into this stuff. You can ask him. I was always kind of weird. I'm just a weird kid. And I was weird back then with my my Ouija board and, you know, which is up on the wall behind me there, and tarot cards and so on. But, and look where I ended up. And you should figure out where he ended up. But he's a remarkable man. He's a remarkable guy. Extremely spiritual, wonderful human being. I love him very, very much. So, good people. There are good people in the world. Good people. Don't be dissuaded by what's happening in the world today. Everything's going to work out okay. I swear to you. So this might be your mattress. This would be my mattress. I just decided. You know, very simple, very simple. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe. What a long, strange trip it's been, I'll tell you that. How about the priestess? Well, this is very simple for me. The priestess would be this. Very simple. No question about it. No question about it. This is my priestess. You see how simple this is? Keep it simple. That's it. The moon. Why? Because the priestess is ruled by the moon. The moon. And so it doesn't have to be complex. The Empress, well, the Empress is ruled by Venus. So how about just the sign for Venus? Which, by the way, is the alchemical sign for copper. Yeah, the alchemical sign for copper. And when you think about that, now there's reasons for that. We won't get into that today. You know, that might be a fun show to talk about the signs for the planets, why they are the way they are, how they got that way, and what they really mean. You might get something out of that, because that's a really fun topic for me. It's fun to discuss, I think. And you don't want to do that with all the cards, because it misses the point. For example, the Empress could be a lioness, but that, you know, you might have to draw too much. I like keeping this idea simple. Simple, simple, simple. Just a simple sign, a symbol. And you just draw them on the card, maybe with a Sharpie, or if you want to use color, you can use color pens. And then you've got, when you're done, if you want to do the whole, you know, tarot, you can. If you want to do just cards, so for example, let's say you're just going to do cards that are, we'll do more of these if you'd like. The whole point is, thank you, Pamela. Bless you. You're so kind. She said, they're all fun shows. I really appreciate that. That's very kind of you. I enjoy them. I enjoy doing them. The whole point is when you're talking to people and they're asking you questions, and you want to give them advice, or you have to think about what is it that you would want to tell them, you know? What is it that you get asked? What is it that the cards might want to say? And so you think, okay, what comes through? What comes through? And you might sit down one evening and just write out, what sort of advice do you give? So the universe card, I might draw a spiral, because the universe is kind of a spiral, going out and going in, right? I mean, that's just one thought about it. The death card, I might just draw a dot. Why not? The hermit card, just a big hill. And on the top of that hill, just draw a stick figure. Thank you, Renee. Now, you guys are good for me. You're very good for me. You really are. Thank you. You're so kind. So kind. You see, the whole point is that what you're doing is you're just saying what comes right to mind. And then you may discount it and say, no, that's not quite right. But the idea is to keep it very simple. And you can, if you buy those blank cards, and you buy 100 of them, you can then replace it if you don't like the way it comes out, or you don't like the thought that's behind it. But usually your first instinct is going to be right. You know, when I was searching for the priestess card, Man, it was simple. Well, actually, when I was thinking about the Ace of Swords, this is what came to me immediately. A rocket. Not just any rocket, but the rocket to the moon. The rocket, the Apollo mission to take Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and, who's the third guy? He stayed. He didn't get to go on the moon. I met Buzz Aldrin. I shook his hand. I shook the hand of the second man to walk on the moon. Shook his hand. I did. I shook his hand. I had tarot cards. He didn't want any part of it. I met former president and Mrs. Ford, and she definitely didn't want any part of that. Cliff Robertson was there. There were a lot of people there. I read a bunch of cards, but that main table where they were all sitting, they were like, I had my cards. I was ready to read for them. They're like, nah, not these cards. I was reading the Crowley deck. They were really terrified of that. Because they're scary looking cards. People don't know. But this was the first thing I thought of when I thought, what is my Ace of Swords going to be? Boom, I saw it. Saturn V rocket. Boom. This is what I saw. This is what I saw. Because it's a card of invocation. That's what the Ace of Swords is. Invoking. Seeking. Seeking what? Seeking knowledge. Changing things. Man, nothing changed for me much more than this. Sitting on that day in July, I think it was, July 20th, maybe, with my dad with his camera taking pictures of the television when Neil Armstrong. Do you know what he said? What he really said? What he really said was one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. But it didn't come out that way. 11 words. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. 11 words. Right? The number of the moon is 11. Well, there's a reason for that. We'll get in that now. She took a word away from him. It was supposed to be one small step for a man, which would have made it 12, but she couldn't allow that. They think that what happened was in transmission, it lost a word. He swears he said one small step for a man. But that's not what came out. It blew his mind. It blew his mind. He blew the greatest speech of all time, the greatest comment of all time, the greatest quote ever down the tubes. And it kind of blew him away. He became a recluse. Sued his barber because his barber used to sell his hair. No, I didn't meet him. I met Buzz Aldrin. Had the bushiest eyebrows I've ever seen. He hadn't trimmed them. Very strange. But when I saw him later on TV, his eyebrows had been trimmed. Wonder if his barber drizzled his hair from his eyebrows. I doubt it. Maybe. I mean, but I shook his hand. And I thought, wow, I'm shaking the hand of a man who walked on the moon. Big deal, but I did. There were Secret Service people there because Gerald Ford and his wife were there. And they grilled me before. They grilled me. This was up in Vail. And they grilled me. And I didn't know they were doing it. Guy was just talking to me. He asked me, you know, by the way, where do you live? And I told him and all this. And there was a guy listening on the other end. They were running this thing. And I sat next to him. They fed us, you know, at this table. And the guy sitting next to me was Secret Service. I said, are you armed? He opened up his jacket. There was an Uzi hanging. It was wild. It was wild, you know. It was just really crazy. Strange. Yeah, I rub my nose. It itched, and that's not because I'm lying. It was all true. You body language, people are always lying. No. It was all true. And Cliff Robertson was looking for a particular bottle of wine that wasn't there, and he was kind of pissy about it, you know, and I was like, come on, you know, this was for some lady. who was a skier, you know, and they were honoring her, and she'd been a skier in World War II, you know, well, before that, at the 36 Olympics, and she had been honored by Adolf Hitler, and it was real weird, it was just really strange, and I got the gig through a magician friend of mine, and I was with the cards, and it was cool, it was really cool. Life is amazing. This was a long time ago, you know. Former life, former marriage. I was a much younger man. God, that was, yeah, really weird. But, and I met Gerald Ford and Betty Ford, who was cool. But she had a real fear of psychics, you know. I shook her hand and I said, I won't, you know. And she said, please don't come anywhere near me with this thing. And then the Secret Service guys were cool. I liked them. They were real neat. What are you going to do? Anyway, back to the... yeah. Yeah, and it paid real well. You know. Yeah, I needed... what can I say? Yeah, Renee, it was real cool. Yeah. Anyway, so... that's memories, and that's what cards should be. Cards should elicit memories. They should, when you're working with someone, and when they're your cards, when you draw a symbol of something. So let's see, the Hierophant. Well, on my deck here, my Hierophant is this balding guy with a big beard, and he's looking in a crystal ball. I've got a beautiful crystal ball over here. Oh, it's a beauty. Oh my God, I love this crystal ball over here. And sometimes I'll just sit and gaze into it, and the things that I see, and by see I mean see, not see all the time, sometimes I do. Yeah. And so that might be my, I just might buy. I don't need another one. I just might draw a crystal ball, you know. The Lovers. Oh, two hearts, you know. Oh, thanks, Pamela. I am the typical crazy old man, I think. A couple of hearts interlocked, although the Lover's card, my Lover's card, is the Curies. Very close. Here, let me dig it up here. And I chose the Curies for a very specific reason. Pierre and Marie, because they were much more than lovers, although they certainly were. Marie Curie, supposedly, was a very... you know, so to speak. And here they are with radium. The Lover's card is traditionally an alchemical card. It's about the chemical marriage of Christian Rosencrantz and all of that. And so it's much more than just a basic card about marriage and stuff like that. I was on a Facebook group today, and someone asked about what cards bother you, and someone said, I don't understand the Tower. And I wrote underneath and said, look up the story of Saint Barbara, the Egyptian martyr. Look up her story and you'll understand it. Because it's a warning. The story of the Tower, that card is a warning. That's why I drew my card like this. The Tower is a warning card. It's Mars. But you can see what my card is. It's a Moai. A Moai. From Rapa Nui, from Easter Island, Rapa Nui. Let me get this where you can see it. Here, right here. Can you see it? Yeah.
And there's lightning. There has to be some continuity there. But that, can you see what that's coming from? An eye. Right? And there's nothing left. There's nothing. It's just barren. And because Rapa Nui, once upon a time, was beautiful, lush, a tropical paradise. But it was an ecological disaster because there were so many people on it. There were pigs on it, and there were animals on it, and other animals than pigs. And they eventually ecologically destroyed it so much that they had to resort to cannibalism. That's this card. It's a warning. The tower is a warning. So I said to this person, look up the story of St. Barbara, and you'll understand it. Now, they may look it up. They may not. They may read the story, and they may not understand it. But that's what these cards are about. So what you do is you look it up, and you say, okay, I get this. Look up the story of St. Anthony. He was an Egyptian. A lot of Egyptian saints. St. Catherine was an Egyptian from Alexandria. And she was broken on the wheel. What a terrible way to die. That's what the wheel kind of is about. Now, the Wheel of Fortune, Fortuna, is as old as humans. But it has more to do than just with the idea of luck. Because luck really has nothing to do with that card. It has to do with the progression of time and the fact that everything moves, doesn't it? And that we have to be ready to deal with that. So what you do is you pick a symbol. Pick a symbol. Maybe a coin flipping in the air. How about the devil? What is the devil to you? What is the devil to me? I consider the devil to be ambition, because I don't consider the devil to be as bad as a lot of people do. I consider the devil to be about people. So I drew a Ouija board, and I asked, in French it says où est le diable, and in the top it says Ouija, and the planchette is pointing to we. So it's a pun. Who is the devil? We are the devil, right? Because we do things like put people in concentration camps or detention centers. We are the people who separate children from their parents. We are the people who gas people. We are the people in World War II who killed almost 100 million people in World War II. Totally. Or a civil war in this country. We are the ones who do terrible things. We are the people who have blind ambition. You know, we're the people who say things like greed is good. It's not. Greed is not good. I don't care how you do it. I don't care why you do it. Greed is not good. When there are children in your neighborhood starving to death, greed is not good. Children starving to death or hungry going to bed in your neighborhood, greed is not good. And that's why I have trouble buying a pen. Maybe that's why the card said, you're not going to be able to buy it. When you go to buy it, it's not going to be there. Because, you jerk, you shouldn't spend that much on something like that. You should find yourself a family that needs some money, and you should buy them food. Because my heart breaks when I think about that. You know? Maybe that's what it's about for me. Sorry. Joe says, to me, the devil card represents excess or excessive sensual gratification, not in a healthy relationship like other couples cards. Yeah, Joe. Yeah. 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 That too. Especially when people ignore the possibility of a healthy relationship in a relationship. Or the healthy. You know what I'm saying. When they turn their backs on what could be love. Because there is so much love in the world. I love love. I'm a romantic.
Do I have stories to tell? Oh my God, I've got a minute left.
So, think about this. Think about this. The symbols can be very simple, you know? The devil card? Dollar sign. Simple. Of course, that might irritate some people, so you might think of some other way to do it. You know, just a big rectangle. And you know what it is. It's a dollar bill or $1 million bill. Right? Okay.
All right. Whew. Sorry. I apologize. I got a little carried away there. Now, you know I love you. You're watching this, okay? This is old school stuff, but I'm an old school guy. I've been doing this for a long time. Long time. And I believe that there's a lot to it, but I know there's a lot to you, too. And I love you very much. So, until next week, I wish you all peace, and I wish you all love. And, well, God willing, I'll be here next week. All right? Mwah. All right. Take care, and have a good week. Bye-bye.
Until next we meet, I'll be waiting for you right here in the Paisley Penny Arcade.